here this afternoon with...
Hi, I'm JJ.
And I'm Jacob.
JJ and Jacob. How are you, boys?
Good.
Great.
Good.
The sun is shining, so it's a beautiful day, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Gentlemen, what book are we talking about today?
Before the Awakening by...
Greg Rucka.
Good. And what... is this part of a popular thing that's out there in the world?
It's... Nope. Star Wars.
Yeah.
yes.
Yeah.
It's a Star Wars theme.
Good, yeah. Star Wars book.
Yeah.
Sweet. All right, tell us a little bit about Before the Awakening, gentlemen.
It happens before the seventh movie, The Force Awakens.
Okay.
The first point of view is Finn, but he goes by FN-2187.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in a cadre called the Fire Squad with all his little...
Friends.
Okay.
I guess.
His best friend is FN-2003.
Zeros. No, that's zeros. Or is that Slip?
That's Slip.
Oh, okay.
Don't pay attention to what he said.
Okay.
And FN-2000, his name
that's
is Zeros.
That is. Yes.
Ah, gotcha.
Zeros.
Okay.
And FN-2199 is Nines.
Oh.
And Slip is, he's having trouble being a stormtrooper. He's slow and clumsy.
He's not best as the other people, I'd say.
He's a struggling stormtrooper?
Yes.
Okay.
But they're not actually in war right now. They're, in simulations trying to get into the real war.
Yeah.
Okay. So, in training?
Yeah, training.
Kind of.
Okay.
Kind of.
Okay.
The end.
And then the best get to the real.
Yeah.
What happens if you're not the best and you don't become a stormtrooper? What happens to you then? Does the book say or not really?
No.
Oh, so these are just questions we have?
Yes, and then the next
part is Rey.
The next part is about Rey.
Mm-hmm.
She is a scavenger
mm-hmm.
on Jakku.
On Jakku, and that means she finds stuff in wreck.
Junk.
Like Star Destroyers that were before, in the Empire. Mm-hmm. She salvaged stuff from there.
Cool. Sweet. Did this book remind you of other books?
No.
Not really.
Oh, all right. Which characters would you like to meet in real life?
I would love to meet Finn.
Same.
Why would you both love to meet Finn?
Because he's so awesome.
Yeah, and his actor seems really nice, too.
John Boyega. He's hilarious.
Oh, there you go. So you do not only want to meet him in the book, but you want to meet the person who plays him in the movie?
Yeah, because it's
I'd rather meet John Boyega, though. Because Finn's a little violent sometimes.
Oh.
And.
You could lose a limb?
No.
Or your head?
He's not that mean.
Oh, he's not like Vader?
No.
Okay.
I'd also like to meet Rey because she seems nice too.
Oh, Jacob?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. What's one thing you would like to ask the author?
Why did you choose these characters from The Force Awakens, not like Han Solo or Chewbacca?
And why did you write the book?
I wonder if he's a Star Wars fan himself.
I bet you he is.
Yeah.
I bet you he is, too. Mm-hmm. Finally, boys, why should people read this book?
Because it's great.
It's good, and if you like Star Wars, then it's kind of a prequel.
Ah, so if you like Star Wars, this is like a must-read.
Like, if you see The Force Awakens, you want to know what happens before the movie.
Well, read the book before the movie.
Ooh. Yeah,
no, so it's not even based on the movie.
True.
It makes more sense when Finn is a stormtrooper then.
Gotcha. It always makes more sense to read the book before the movie.
Oh, and also, I just wanted to say this about FN-2187.
Yes.
Finn. Captain Phasma said that he's one of the best stormtroopers she's ever trained.
Oh, sweet. That sounds awesome. Well, hey, if you're a Star Wars fan, go out and read Before the Awakening. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. We will sign off by saying
happy reading.
Happy reading.
Bye.